Well, here we are, starting another week on CBS Radio.
Any special plans for beginning the week?
I suppose we should begin with music of some sort.
Now, that's what I call a real bright idea for Monday.
Well, you know how Mondays are, Rose. Who's going to grab the bull by the horns here?
Why don't you just stay right there and sing something, and I'll move back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can do that. You want it that way, huh?
Yep.
Fine with me. Oh, when the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I'll listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again. A song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. Come in, red.
Follow scientific developments much?
I should say so. I certainly do like to keep up to date on things. You know, I don't like to go to a tea party and sit there like a mope balancing a cup and saucer on my knee. I like to get into the conversation, you know, be on the ball.
You fairly sparkle at a party.
I'm a regular chatterbox.
Well, I got something for you.
What do you got, kid?
You know that there's an electronic device that can pick up a conversation 100 miles away?
Ooh, people better be careful what they say. That's all I can say.
We can all kiss privacy bye-bye now.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, this electronic ear could bring about a big revival of sign language.
Sure, and letter writing with invisible ink, of course. Yeah, that's got to make a big comeback.
Smoke signals will be in vogue again, too, huh?
And codes.
Oh, code messages will be a must. If these machines operating, you just have to go to them.
Mumbling may become a clever
mumbling
expression.
Yeah.
Mumbling, Mike. Mm-hmm. Wiretapping concealed microphones. That's, of course, some buggy stuff now.
Think of that, huh? I think I'll start studying Chinese.
No, Bing, it won't do you any good. If anyone wants to find out what you're talking about, they'll hire a Chinese detective to grab your conversation with one of these recorders.
Lordy, I'd like to see the Chinese that understand the Chinese that I'll be able to see. Fu Manchu would be befuddled right out of his head.
Personally, I think we're all trapped, then.
Oh, looks like this is a body blow to conversational freedom. Gosh, I can remember the happy days before all these mechanical gadgets. I can remember when, if you wanted to get the lowdown on somebody, you hired a detective with big, thick gum-soled shoes to tilt back his derby and fix his hairy ear to a thin wall.
And, of course, back then, peeping over transoms and peeking in the keyholes was quite effective.
Quite enlightening.
Personally, I'd be just as happy if we were living way back in the days when you had to go to a gypsy fortune teller if you wanted to know someone else's business.
Yeah, whoever would have thought we'd see the day when electronics would replace gypsies?
Oh, we're all going to take it on the chin, I guess. Everybody will have to be very careful what they talk about, huh?
Watch out. Electronic ears are listening.
Of course, this development, however alarming it seems to be, might put an end to a lot of idle chatter, you know? Gossip, persiflage. Also, a lot of conniving and formulation of evil plans. Nasty plots could be intercepted before they could be hatched, eh?
Well, that would be lovely. This electronic ear might cause a big wave of honesty to roll across the country. It'd be something, huh?
Could cause a big wave of silence to roll across the country, too.
We'll become a nation of clams.
That might be all right. Silence, practically applied, could inspire a renaissance of thinking, hmm?
You know, when people aren't busy gabbing and gossiping, they have time to sit and think.
Oh, we'll be a brainy bunch of clams.
Actually, we'll have to be very careful what we think about.
Why?
Obvious, isn't it? The electronics crowd can come up with a machine that listens in on our conversation. They're 100 miles away, while the next machine coming up to invade our privacy, the thought wave machine, see?
You could be right, Bane.
You mean they'll have a machine, sort of a gadget that'll read our minds 100 miles away, too?
Cinch. With a gadget, happy country can. Sooner or later, the gadgets have got to take over completely. But, Rosie, why don't you sing something now to show folks we're not as worried as we pretend to be?
Love and affection, I need an awful lot of love and affection. You gotta shower me with love and affection before I give my heart away. I wanna know that you love me, and if you do, you gotta show that you love me. I'll follow anywhere you go if you love me, and I will give my heart away. I'm just a plain Jane, honey. I don't go for trinkets and such. Save your money. Trinkets are nice, but they can't ever take the place of love and affection. Just keep your kisses coming in my direction, and in return I'll give my love and affection to no one else.
Greeting card roses. They're the most beautiful greeting cards you ever sent. And each of these new Norcross greeting cards can express a wish to a special friend or relative of yours. And there's one for every occasion, birthday, anniversary, convalescent. Send a friend a Norcross greeting card rose. And always pick the nicest cards on the rack, the cards with the N on the back.
You know, Rosemary, I might be wrong. I generally am, but isn't it about time we got together on a duet?
Sure. What about I may be wrong?
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful.
I think the folks would like that song.
Oh, I like it. Buddy, how about playing that one for us?
I may be wrong, buddy. I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, buddy. I think you're swell.
I like your style, say. I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell?
All of your shirts are unsightly. All of your ties are a crime.
Don't like my friend.
Well, if you're in you, I pick rightly. Bet you gotta be the first time you came along, say. I think you're wonderful.
I think you're grand, but
I may be wrong.
Thank you.
open spaces. You might be Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh, yeah. You came along. I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand.
But we may just be wrong.
You know, Bing, I'm going to a party tonight. I hope they don't have one of those electronic ears stashed around to pick up smatters of conversation.
Don't be smart, Rosie. Don't take a chance. Don't knock the food or the host or anything. If you do have something private to say, say it while the band is playing.
Oh, that's clever.
Maybe Buddy will play something now so you can practice for tonight.
How about you stepping up here and contributing to the entertainment?
Oh, I'm on again, huh?
You certainly are, pal.
If I'm fancy free and I love to wander, that's just a gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from away out yonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions. I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. No cares, no strings. My heart flying away. I am fancy free and I love to wander. It's just a gypsy in my soul. Leaping on wings. If I am fancy gypsy thing, and I love to wander. That's just a gypsy in my soul.
And now Rosemary joins Buddy Cole in his orch. Orch is short for orchestra because Buddy runs a very short orchestra. It's short, but it's pretty effective, I might say. Anyhow, Rosemary joins Buddy and the boys in a bit of a song at this time. Right now. Yeah.
A whistle stop town. They take in the sidewalks when the sun goes down. It's slow as molasses that drips from a can. But moonlight Mississippi is the promised land, with the deep south talking that's so pleasant to hear. Like corn on the cob, it's mighty sweet on the ear. There's just 7 houses and 1 yellow hound. For moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town. Down round the levee where magnolia blue, I never seen such a place in my life. The air gets so heavy with the sweet perfume, you can cut it off with a knife. At night on each plantation, cotton gleams so darn white. Stars go on vacation, folks don't need a light. The trains don't stop at moonlight unless they're flagged down. For moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town.
And so, we'll be back again, folks, with Buddy and the boys and Ken. Some music, some idle prattle.
Meantime, you take good care of yourselves, you hear?
Yeah, now take it real easy, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music may be heard over these same stations each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again.